This is America Weekend, a new kind of radio because life does not stop on the weekends. I am Paul Harris. There's a new novel called Capitol Hell. Not Hill, but Hell. The subtitle is No One Ever Said Life on the Hill Was Easy. It's written by Jane Jones and Alicia Long, both of whom know a little bit about life on Capitol Hill because they both worked there as staffers for Senator Norm Coleman of Minnesota earlier. Between 2003 and 2009, they have written this book about a character by the name of Allison Amundson, a small town girl from South Dakota who ends up getting what she considers the job of a lifetime, doing just what Jane and Alicia did, going to Washington, D.C., and working for a United States senator, and having adventures that I think are based a little bit on those of Jane and Alicia. Let's ask. Jane, welcome to America Weekend.
Hi, good morning.
I'm happy to have you on the show here, and I'm curious, right off the bat, what percentage of what I read in your book happened to you or Alicia in your life there?
Oh, goodness. You know, a good girl never kisses and tells. The book is fiction, but let me tell you, it's got a lot of stories that happened to both Alicia and I. It's got some stories that happened to some of our friends who are still on the Hill, and there's a little bit of embellishment in some stories that we've actually made up. So it's kind of fun for the reader to try to figure out what's true in the book and what's not true.
All right, let me just start at the beginning of Allison getting to Washington, D.C., and getting that first job and walking into the Russell Senate office building. She's very overwhelmed. What surprised you when you first got to Capitol Hill?
I think what surprised me is that if you look around, everybody's under the age of 25.
Really?
Yeah, you know, all staffers are under, not all staffers, but, you know, not majority of staffers are under the age of 25. They're kind of like Alicia and I, you know, fresh out of law school, fresh out of getting their MBA. You know, you're smart, talented, but they have zero experience. I think that, you know, that experience actually comes to play because they have never worked in an office setting before. So you put all those personalities together, and all of a sudden you got fireworks and shenanigans happening, and you're not quite sure you can say no to your boss when he makes a kind of a weird request for you to do something. You feel like you're going to lose your job, you know. So you're working, and I also think that's surprised by the hours. I think folks would be surprised by, you know, you're working from 7:30 in the morning until 10:30 at night. I went home at 10:30 and slept with two BlackBerries by my pillow just in case the senator, you know, BlackBerried me at the time at, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning asking for something. Gosh darn it, I needed to have the answer to him.
All right, now you've said weird requests and asked for something twice right there. So I'm compelled to ask, what kind of weird requests were made of you, or did you hear were made of other staffers?
Oh my gosh, you know, this could be kind of fun. So, you know, say for example in the book, Allison guessed that her first time she went on a date was on a Saturday night, and she went on a date, and in the book she had to go change the senator's laundry on Saturday night instead of going on her date because that's, you know, the senator said he forgot his hair's voice inside the washer.
Yep.
That actually, Alicia said that actually happened, or that's a true story. So I guess it's airing of the dirty laundry. You know, there are times I got, you know, requests at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning looking for someone's phone number, or, you know, asking a question about policy, and you just got to write back right away. And, you know, there's folks on the Hill that walk the senator's dog. That's their sole responsibility. Their sole responsibility is to carry the senator's purse around all day. We know there's a staffer on the Hill that's their job right now is to walk around carrying the senator's purse. So kind of an interesting place.
So you're on call all the time. How do you have any kind of private life?
I don't think you do. I think that's why, you know, you're 25 years old. You're not that smart being with on the business side of the world. So you're so engulfed, and your parents are just praising your job that you have. It's such a great opportunity, which is a good opportunity. But you reach until age 30, and then you realize there's other priorities in your life, and you go do those other priorities, and you kind of shift what your priorities are. But for the, you know, that 25 to 30 year old man, you're working like a dog. You know, you're working constantly, and that is your life. That becomes everything you do. You know, we always laugh in the book. People always sometimes say there's so much sex in your guys' book, and we're kind of, Alicia and I kind of look at you like, well, number one, there's absolutely no sex in our book because staffers don't have time to have sex because they're working all the time.
You both, I'm sure, went to Capitol Hill to do good things for your state of Minnesota. Did other staffers have other motives?
Oh, you know what? I keep School of the Science at Concordia University in St. Paul. And I tell my students now they have two choices when they graduate. They can either go to law school or they can go work on the Hill until age 30. But you know what? Let me tell you, they always tell them there's two types of personalities in those offices. You have, it was kind of like a major like black line right down the middle of the office. You have on one side of the office, you have the kind of the former us, you know, the campaign staffer who was there because they believed in the ethics and the values, and they were there for the best, their best state. We were there for Minnesota, right? We were all gung-ho of Minnesota. Then on the other side of the line, you know, the personalities who, you know, typically mom and dad have a boatload of money. They give, you know, they donate to the elected official. They get elected, and all of a sudden, little Johnny wants a job, right? So then the senator hires little Johnny to do whatever he does. Well, those folks kind of more, they're looking for their next move. They're looking for their resume. They're looking to have their resume, looking to see what their next step is going to be. When they introduce themselves at a reception, you know, there's so many congressional receptions on the Hill. When they introduce themselves at a reception, their first thing they're asking for is, what's your job title? They're not asking about, you know, where you're from or what, who state you work for. They're asking, you know, what's your job title? They're trying to figure out, do I need to know that person or not? If they don't need to worry about them, they move on to the next person.
Interesting.
Put those personalities together, boy. Those egos don't fit inside the Capitol Dome.
All right, so that's the staffers we're talking about there.
Yeah.
What about the actual members of Congress? You must know that there's a perception among most Americans, you know, Congress has a, you know, 11% approval rating at this point.
Right. Horrible.
A lot of people think there are members of Congress, not all of them, but some of them are idiots, or corrupt, or sleazy, or power hungry. What's your perception, having been there, from your experience?
In every place, there's good people, there's hardworking people, there's folks that, you know, I always said that, you know, the person that we were for Senator Coleman, there's no harder working U.S. Senator. He worked around the clock, literally. There's no, nobody else that wanted to work harder than him. But, you know, I think that everybody campaigns that are going to go to Washington, D.C. to change Washington, D.C. How many times have we heard that? We hear that constantly. I'm going to go change Washington, D.C., blah, 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 because 2 weeks into the job, they're doing the exact same thing that the old establishment has been doing. You know, change that process. I always laugh that there must be something in the Potomac River, because once they cross it, all of a sudden they're doing the exact same old game, you know?
Yeah,
that, and I think it's also our fault, too, because as voters, we kind of have put them, like, you know, politicians almost like on the same sort of like pedestal as celebrities lately.
So now that you've seen that from your own experience, I mean, you've literally seen the sausage being made. Are you disillusioned by politics?
I think there's still a little fire in my stomach. So I want to be that one person to go and change it. You know, the one person that says, you know what? At least I always joke. I'm like, at least you can go become senator and I'll be chief of staff and then we'll show how an office should be run. You know, we'll do it. We'll be kind of fun. So give us a couple of years. She's still young. She's still right now fighting the good fight as an attorney. But I just think, you know, there's part of me that says, you know what? It's gone back hundreds of years ago. It's the exact same terrible process. But right now it's so partisan because people are stuck in their political camps so hard to the ground. You know, it's their way or the highway that there's absolutely no movement on anything. Kind of look at the immigration bill. You're going to get the immigration bill passed through the Senate, but the House isn't going to take it up. I mean, come on. They can't do that.
And that's how politics works.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So you know, you're going to have all grandstanding, all they know, the big press announcements, you know, the big huge bill, everybody thinks immigration is going to take it. But the House, they can't. They can't possibly. Their constituents, their folks right now on the right side of the camp, they go ballistic.
Well, right there is the problem. We've gone from having people who were actual leaders who wanted to do things for their state and more particularly for their country to help America move forward. And instead now it seems like it's all power grabs and petty politics.
Right, and messaging and my way or the highway. I mean, we're definitely divided. I think the only way it's going to switch that again is that it's going to, you know, folks are going to get more back involved inside those political camps, those caucuses again, get back into those party establishment, you know, those camps, and the moderates kind of keep leak back in. Possibly then the politician will start to, you know, want to go more toward the middle and start negotiating. I mean, wouldn't you rather have 100% of something over 100% of nothing?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it seems like the extremists are tearing it apart and we're getting nothing out of nothing.
I agree.
So, have you sold Capitol Hill as a movie or a TV series yet?
Oh my gosh, I like how you think. You know, we've had a couple of folks that come to us and say, gosh, this sounds like a good movie. You know, I think Elise and I would be doing cartwheels in the hallway when that happened.
Well, you know, Netflix did House of Cards and that got a good reaction. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus is a hit with Veep. So there is political TV that's making some money.
Yeah, folks like it. They like it. So who knows? We'll see. Right now we're working on book number two. We're having fun.
Have friends on the Hill come to you and said, you know, I read your book. That's me, isn't it?
No, we've got, you know, this is kind of fun to actually question, because we've had some folks have said to us, oh, this is, you guys wrote about so-and-so, and Alicia and I look at each other like, well, no, we didn't, but that's kind of interesting that you would assume that. We've had a lot of folks say to us from different offices that, you know what, every single one of your characters you can find in a congressional office. Like, we have, like, stock-fill characters that every office has one. Every office has a press secretary like Blair. Yep. Every office has a senator's wife like Karma. You know, like, so you have those personalities that are, you know, that's, I think that's what just attracted on the Hill. So
they're all in there. The book is called Capitol Hell. No one ever said life on the Hill was easy. Alicia Long and my guest, Jane Jones, wrote it. Thanks so much for joining me today, Jane. I appreciate it.
Have a great rest of the day. You bet.
I'm Paul Harris. This show is called America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America.